Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Leslie Vanderlinden, president of the Marion County Humane Society, about the shelter. Leslie, you're with the Marion County Humane Society. And tell me about what the Marion County Humane Society is all about and what your job title is.
The Marion County Humane Society is a nonprofit animal shelter. We are no-kill. We only can house dogs and cats, as we don't have a USDA license. We have about 40 dogs and about 35 cats that are ready for adoption. We especially are looking for homes for some of the larger dogs that have been there for a while. I am the board president. Rhonda Douglas is our vice president. And Jerrica Pellington is our secretary, and we just brought on a new treasurer, Joy Salisbury. She's just getting ready to start with us, so we're very excited. We also have other board members as well.
70 to 75 animals out there, that's got to make it a pretty full capacity.
Yes, we have no room for dogs right now. Even our incoming is full. So our cats, we do have a little bit of room, but we have to keep some room open for when the county or city brings us in stray cats. We do have to have room available for them because we do have contracts with them and the other smaller cities in Marion County.
How easy is it to adopt?
It's very easy for the adoption process. You come in and you meet the animal and find one that you fall in love with, which is easy to do. I'm in love with all of them. So then you fill out an application. We check references. We check vet references, especially to make sure that any animals that you have now are up to date on their shots. A lot of times we would like you to bring, if you have a dog at home and you're looking to adopt a dog, bring the dog in so they can meet and make sure they get along. And then the adoption fees vary up based on the age of the dog, and cats are a different price, of course, too. So we usually get back to everybody within a week at the most, and that's only on the very high demand dogs.
Yeah, part of the process of the cost of adopting also goes to help get them shots and that, I'd imagine.
Yes, we pay for spay or neuter, rabies shots, the parvo distemper, bordetella. We do a heartworm test on them, and we've recently started to do a test for like Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases, which the names are too long for me to say. But and also we microchip them, we deworm them, we flea treat them. So, you know, that covers a lot of the cost for the first year that you're going to have the dog. And the spay neuter lasts forever, of course, so.
Now, you just recently came through a period where dogs couldn't be adopted for a while. What was the deal there?
It was actually cats.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we probably panicked a little bit, but we'd rather be safe than sorry with that type of thing. There was a disease that came through, probably from a stray cat, but we don't really know that. It mainly affected kittens. All of them but two came out of it just fine. Two of them did pass away from it, but you know, it's gone now. We shut down adoptions for a week on cats for so that we'd clean and sanitize and make sure everything was healthy for that entire week. So it's everything's fine now.
Yeah, the dogs were okay.
Yeah, it did not affect dogs. Most cats, or most diseases, don't travel between dogs and cats. So some do, but not a lot.
And you said you're looking for some help out there too.
Yes, we are looking for kennel technicians. Their position includes cleaning the dog and cat kennels, caring for the animals. You know, as these are stray, a lot of them are stray animals. They especially need some extra love and attention. So we do try to get that to them, especially, you know, our kennel technicians. Also laundry and dishes. Sometimes we ask for help with can redemption. We have to collect from the local or from the can sheds around Knoxville, and sometimes people bring them out to us as well and then take them to Monroe or Bussey for redemption.
Now, the kennel tech, is that a paid position or is that volunteer?
It's a paid position. It used to be all volunteers, but it's paid now. We start at $10 an hour, and it's between 20 and 30 hours a week normally, depending on our animal population. Start around 8. We have a little bit of flexibility with the start time, and then most people are done. Most of the time you're done by 1 or 2, unless we have a, like right now we're really full, so sometimes I'm working till 3 or 4.
And in addition to all that, it just helps if they have a good, friendly demeanor to them.
Yes. Yes, you have to love animals to do this job.
And what's the future hold for you guys? You know, you're full capacity now, but do you have plans for the future?
You know, there's always things that we need to do and that we can do to improve our facility and the living conditions for the animals. So we have several things that we are going to be hopefully getting grants and such to complete. We always take donations as well, so we need to, we'll start that process very soon.
And what hours are you open?
We are open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 to 4, Saturday from 10 to 2, and if you call us and make an appointment, we can meet with you in after hours almost most of the time. We'll figure out something.
And what is that phone number out there?
641-828-7387.
Is there anything else you would like to add as we wrap up?
Thanks to Leslie Vanderlinen for joining us on today's People's Bank Let's Talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKROS.com. And subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.